Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, here with an amazing guest, somebody we've known for a long time and is an incredible friend of the Parkinson's community in San Diego, Pat McDonald. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. So give us a the 3-second introduction to who you are, what you do, and then we'll start.
Oh, thanks. I'm a local Californian, came down here to San Diego State, went in the military after that, flew airplanes for 8 or 9 years, and then got in the medical device industry and have been with Medtronic here in San Diego with DBS for the last, believe it or not, 22 years.
So you really saw deep brain stimulation come up from the beginning, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I joined the company about 2 years after deep brain stimulation was proven in the United States, and I've seen a lot of wonderful improvements come, and a lot of improvements not just in the product but in the people who get to benefit from it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We can talk more about this as we go on, and we talk about DBS a little bit. But Medtronic was such the leader in this, and you know, now you've got some competition with, you know, Boston Scientific and Abbott and all that, but you're still going strong on DBS, right? Still staying up on, new technology, new programs, new stuff, right?
Yeah, we're all in on DBS and here for the long run. And we've got some really, as you said, all the companies have wonderful technology. We've got some really neat technology coming out within the next year or two that's really going to keep the progress going and continue to benefit patients.
Everybody I know with DBS, I think almost to a person, has done well with it. So it's great that, you guys are going forward, more and more and more.
Good to hear.
So, all right. So let's talk about empowerment. For anybody who was not at empowerment or doesn't know what it is, this is a full day of education on Parkinson's. Parkinson's Association does it once a year. It's down at Marina Village in Mission Bay. And, you were one of the exhibitors, and I'm just curious about your experience at Empowerment. You've been there. Have you been to all of them? This is the fifth.
I've been to all of them.
So this is the fifth. Yeah. So tell us about your experience at Empowerment.
Well, I consider Empowerment Day to be sort of, the event of the year as far as the Parkinson's Association goes, and getting face-to-face with people with Parkinson's and having that ability to, reach out and really touch base with a lot of the folks. They're all there for education purposes and to also touch base with all the exhibitors and see what's new and the latest and greatest. What I really love though is that you get a really nice cross section of speakers. They all get together, speak for their 20 to 30 minutes on the dais up there. They all do a phenomenal job. Everybody gets along and everybody's there for the good of the patient. So it's like I said before, the event of the year, as far as I'm concerned, with regard to both education, communication, and outreach.
So you told me, and I assume you're just being honest, that this was the show of the year for you guys to do in San Diego to get in front of patients.
Yep.
Why is that? I mean, there's lots of opportunities for you to get in front of patients.
Yeah, it's a wonderful concentration of people who care about people, meaning patients and caregivers, who really care about the advancement of technology and the advancement of pharmaceutical technology, the advancement of exercise technology, everything else, that they really want to fight this disease with all their heart and are willing to do the research and do the look into ways to help them live better lives, and are taking an active role in managing this illness called Parkinson's, which is cramping their lifestyle, if to say the least. But they really care, and they come out. They get up early in the morning, come down, spend a whole day with experts in the Parkinson's field, and those are the folks who I really take my hat off to make the effort to come down.
And the care partners.
And the care partners, of course.
Yeah, no, of course. So it is really interesting to walk around this, both the exhibit area and watch the speakers, because people are just rapt. I mean, their attention is just, it's incredibly high, and for a long day of constant education. So I think the benefits are amazing for people with Parkinson's and their care partners. But it's also cool to see you and the other, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 exhibitors really, you know, have an opportunity to get in front of these people one-on-one. And, it's, you know, it's never really a big rush. I mean, you always seem to have enough time for people at this show.
That's one of the really nice things. It is an all-day event, and people can wander by, or they can stop and talk for a while, and there doesn't seem to be a rush. There's a really nice, you know, the lunch hour is always fun to, you know, mingle with folks that you've seen around. And what I really think is neat is that this year I saw a few neurologists there who from the local community who weren't on the speakers table. So they literally left their practices to attend Empowerment Day. Each of them were there for about half the day. And I think that everyone who was there probably gets, you know, saw the agenda and got to see their neurologist as one of the contributors. So that's a really neat thing as well.
Yeah, seeing these people outside of clinic, right? Seeing the your doctors and nurse practitioners outside of clinic is cool.
Yep.
So do you have a story, favorite story from this year? Because I have one.
I think what the best story was the year after year showing of a lot of the old hands, I should say, in Parkinson's, both from a patient and caregiver standpoint and from an exhibitor standpoint, but mostly the patients and caregivers who they're all so dedicated to their community and they want to come out and show not just support for themselves to learn the latest in what's going on, but support for others who are just now coming in. So that was really neat to see some of the same people I've seen 5 years ago. And many of have benefited from a lot of the talks and a lot of the technology and a lot of the advancements that they've been exposed to in Empowerment.
My favorite story of the day with you is knowing that you, as part of your work with Medtronic, you're often in the operating room during the DBS surgery, right?
Yep.
And I was talking to a friend of mine who has had DBS for about 8 or 9 years, and you walked up and I introduced you, and somehow you managed to remember and said, "I was in your surgery." Do you remember this?
I do.
And that was just crazy that you actually put two and two together and that was a person who has been incredibly successful with DBS. So that was cool.
I do remember that. That was a really cool moment. And that's one of the neat things I like about my job is that we're very vertical in that we take, we see patients at patient support groups or days like Empowerment Day from the time they say, "Hey, I was just diagnosed and I'm just here to learn something." And then as they progress down the Parkinson's road, you see them at other either events or neurology appointments. And then someday maybe they show up for DBS. And we always make sure that we support the surgical team as well as the neurology, you know, post-operative follow-up team in trying to do all we can, at least from a technical standpoint, to help optimize that therapy. It was very cool. I remember that though, Jeff.
That was a good one. So, all right. So, Pat, thank you so much for joining us for this. We will drop the link to Medtronic in the show notes. And then if anybody would like to come talk to Pat in person, it would be November 29th, 2023. We just nailed that date down. We'll be the next Empowerment. Wow. So,
okay.
We'll see you then, right?
Very much so. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate all you do.
All right. Thanks, Pat. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you on the next one.